Listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
It's Montreal and it's...
Concordia University has disclosed its investment portfolio. After 2 years of pressure from student activists to disclose its endowment funds, the school released a full list of internally managed public holdings on April 23rd, 2025. This disclosure is part of Concordia's previously announced Sustainable Intergenerational Fund, which began over 4 years ago. They maintain their fund is now committed to 100% sustainable investments. Concordia spokesperson Julie Fortier confirmed to CJLO that the school made its decision to share its portfolio after many meetings with members of the student union. She said, "This is, quote, part of a commitment to be more transparent," unquote. Ali Salman is a counselor at Concordia's student union who has been involved in pressuring the school to disclose investments for the last 2 years and has been involved in those meetings with administration.
I didn't expect this full disclosure. It was clearly a concession that they had to take to the movement and the pressure that the movement has been putting on them for the past 2 years. And it feels like the work that the movement has been doing for the past year and a half, specifically since the encampment, is actually starting to pay off.
Marches calling to disclose and divest have rung out in the streets and echoed in halls for the last 2 years. But Salman says he does not expect an end to student protests or pressure from the student union when it comes to divestment. CJLO inspected the investment portfolio, which shows holdings as they stand at the end of March and are subject to change on an ongoing basis. We identified multiple investments, which Salman says are a cause of major concern. Boeing Co., a aerospace and defense contractor known for military aircraft missiles and defense systems. Spirit Aerosystems, Inc. supplies fuselage sections and other major aerospace components which are used in military aircrafts. Triumph Co., which also manufactures aerospace components including systems used in military aircrafts. Rocket Lab USA, aerospace company with a small launch vehicles and defense-related satellite technologies. And Bose Allen Hamilton, Inc., a major government and defense contractor in strategy and intelligence support, which creates AI weapon systems and military drone technologies. However, these holdings only make up about 0.1% of the portfolio. Salman says that's still too much. And he also wants to see Concordia cut its standing engineering internship partnerships with Pratt & Whitney and Lockheed Martin.
As the chant goes, disclose, divest. So next is divestment, I guess. The next thing is to keep, first of all, the demands of the students who are currently being pushed through the faculties in the unions, which is Lockheed Martin, CAE, and Pratt & Whitney. These demands will be first line. And I think Concordia should start by cutting these partnerships and, you know, disclosing these investments, these sustainable investments, actually kind of goes against what Concordia is saying, which is we don't have any weapons companies invested in. We don't invest in weapons companies, yet they have partnerships with weapons companies. So first of all, Concordia, the next step is to get Concordia to cut ties, to cut these partnerships. And the second step would be for Concordia to end its complicity through the investment.
Fortier from Concordia said that untangling the fund from unsustainable companies has been a challenge. On the remaining funds tied to weaponry, she wrote that the school plans to withdraw as part of the final phase of the transition. She gave no precise timeline. She would not respond to questions regarding the engineering partnerships with Lockheed Martin and Pratt & Whitney. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
What's there left to?
Hello, everyone.
Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Afro Archives. I am so happy to be here today. It's a beautiful day. I walked all the way to Loyola in the sun and I saw the trees are blossoming. Spring is really springing now and it's day party season. The weather is warmer. I'm catching a tan. So honestly, no complaints from this side. So as a little bit of a warm up for the summer, we are going to be going back to some Afro House. You guys should know by now how much I love the Afro House genre. And today we are going to be looking at two music groups that are, I would say, fundamental to the Afro House music scene. When I think Afro House, I think about these two groups. And it might be a little controversial, I would say, between which one is better. I have my own opinions, but I will keep those to myself. So the two groups that we're going to be looking at is Mikasa. Mikasa is a house trio based in Johannesburg, South Africa, and it consists of three members: Dr. Duda, who is the producer and a pianist, Jay Something, who is a vocalist, and Moti, who's a trumpeter. And you might know Moti from the song Horns in the Sun as well. The band was formed in early 2011 in Joburg when all three members were at a night lounge and then decided to perform together and have been making hits ever since. They're still performing to this day. And I have seen them twice now in London because they are a great, great act to watch. I highly recommend to anyone who gets the opportunity. And the second band that we're going to be looking at is Liquideep. So they are composed of someone called Tabo, also known as Riser, who's a DJ producer, and Jonathan, also known as Zion, who is an artist and producer. So Zion was born in the US and moved to South Africa, and Riser already lived in South Africa, and they met through a mutual friend. Riser was a DJ, and Zion was interested in learning how to DJ, and so they exchanged skills and made a group together, which has been very iconic in the South African Afro House scene. But unfortunately, they split up in 2014, so I never got the chance to see them perform. And they're not making music together anymore, but they do still have some solo projects. And of course, today we are going to be revisiting their greatest hits. So without further delay, let's get into today's episode. Mikasa versus Liquideep. The first song is going to be These Streets, followed by Still.
Thank you. blood's a part, hope like nothing. Yes, I know we have our flaws, still we can go straight to straight. See, there is no one else like you. That's my reason why I will love you to stops and stills.
Presented by SiriusXM is back for its 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton-sur-Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Beliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic Beach Electro Night, the Artisan Market, the classic Mussels and Fries Dinner, the Water Skipping Tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
Push that button.
Yo, one to them.
How about this one?
One to them.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
CJLO 1690. Okay, that was These Streets by Mikasa. And Still by Liquid Deep, just to give you a little introduction into the groups we're going to be listening today. And so hopefully you guys are feeling it. I definitely am, and I'm going out later, so this is like my little pre-party before the actual party. Next up, we are going to listen to Nana by Mikasa and Something About You by Liquid Deep.
Thank you. me, Awe Nana, Nana. Would you please forgive 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 me? Thank you.
Okay, that was Nana by Mikasa and Something About You by Liquid Deep. Not gonna lie, guys, I have the lyrics up on the screen here in the studio and I am singing my absolute heart out. But I think it's best for everyone that I keep the mic off while that happens. I don't want to ruin it for you. But wow, I just love this music so much. And next up, we have two songs that were staples of the 2000s. They remind me of my childhood. I was always listening to these either on an iPod, if you guys remember those, or on YouTube. And they really just sound like summer of 2012 to me. They remind me of my childhood. And I can't wait for you guys to hear. So next up, we have La Vida by Mikasa and BBM by Liquid Deep.
Lá, 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 lá vida es tan linda, fa llorar, fa llorar, fa llorar, fa llorar, esta vida fa llorar, fa llorar, fa llorar, y esta vida es tan linda, fa llorar, oh.
La, 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 la vida, la, nuestra vida es tan linda, fa llorar.
Playing my
Okay, that was La Vida by Mikasa and BBM by Liquid Deep. If you don't speak Portuguese, La Vida, he says, esta vida é tão linda faz chorar, which means this life is so beautiful and makes you cry. It's a gorgeous sentiment and exactly why I love this song. So up next, we are going to have two other big hits. We have Mamela by Mikasa and Fairy Tale by Liquid Deep. So Mamela was actually written by Jay Something, the singer of the group, for his wife when she was having some health issues. And he wrote this for her. It's a beautiful song and it's mixed with some Zulu because his wife is Zulu. And Fairy Tale is another great track. So without further ado, Mamela and Fairy Tale.
Love you, want me, love you, want me, let 'em bomb me, let 'em bomb me, Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJL.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
Romantically involved, but
Okay, that was Mamela by Mikasa and Fairy Tale by Liquid Deep. Two great tracks. You might notice today there's no feature round because honestly, these artists do not need a feature. They are absolutely amazing as groups on their own. And so we're gonna get straight into the hit round because our time is unfortunately coming to a close. So for the hits, I always play the artist's most iconic songs, one that everybody needs to have saved. So I'll give you 2 seconds to guess. One, two, okay. So we have Chica by Mikasa and Alone by Liquid Deep. That was Chica by Mikasa and Alone by Liquideep. Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great summer. Afro Archive.